time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. This is Natural Solutions Radio, and be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Head to healthnaturallyetc.com. That's a live link to the brick and mortar store where any of the products that we talk about here are available, and you can go right there, or you can call 915 area code 833-0222, and that will take you right to the store where you can order any of those products. First is the top 10 organic mistakes that people make. And, you know, eating right, doing the right thing. So the top 10 organic mistakes. So eating right isn't always perfect. It's not a perfect science, depending upon where you live. But there's, a lot of money being spent in the organic industry. It's over $40 billion a year. And by 2025, they think the whole organic industry, including natural health, is going to be about $135 billion. And one of the things that we know is that people, when they go to a naturopath or a holistic doctor, it's not covered by insurance, and they pay out of pocket. So it's really quite unique. $40 billion, and that's why the pharmaceutical company is trying to stifle some of that. But anyway, there are some health mistakes that people think that they're doing the right thing. Number one is when you see USDA certified organic, it means that the product has been tested by the USDA for heavy metal toxins or contaminations, and that absolutely is not true. Now, California certified organic, that's a different issue. They're much more strict. They test everything, but merely because it says USDA certified organic does not mean that the government has checked it out, checked out the food, and made sure that it doesn't have any toxic material in it. That's one of the first mistakes that people make. When your organic food is imported from China, because most of the industrial pollution placed on the earth comes from China. And many of the organic products coming out of China have been found to be contaminated. I know there's a big expose. They've even put some of the people to death in the baby food industry because they were spiking the milk proteins with a another type of protein, and babies were being killed. And so you have to be careful when anything comes from China. Just be cognizant and look and see. Number three is people will look at organic canola oil. It might even say 100% organic, even expeller pressed or cold pressed. And you will think, oh my God, that is very good. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and you'll see that they use canola oil. And it's supposed to be rated as one of the best oils to use on the planet. And it's nothing could be farther from the truth. Canola oil, above all other oils, causes human blood to coagulate. That is something that causes your blood to be thick and sticking together. And there's a condition called rouleau, or RBC aggregation. That's where the blood cells all stick together. It could be as minor as a protein linkage, or more severe as a rouleau, where they come in stacks of coins, or severe aggregation. Canola oil is one of those oils that cause the most stickiness in your blood and causes them to stick together. And a lot of people don't realize is that the capillaries in your bloodstream are half the size or half the diameter of a red blood cell. A red blood cell is about 7 to 8 microns, maybe 6 to 8 microns large. We like them to be 7 microns is the exact size. They're not round like balls. They're flat like life preservers. And that's why they can stick together one on top of each other into this condition called rouleau, which is, means a stack of coins. And so when you consume canola oil, it causes the most stickiness of your blood. And so that is something that we don't want. So even if it says expeller pressed, cold pressed, organic, never use canola oil. And canola oil stands for Canadian oil. As it used to be called rapeseed oil, but then they changed it because people didn't want to buy it, and they called it canola oil. But it would be the oil that thickens your blood the most. It's going to cause heart attack, stroke. We think it's because it thickens the blood, especially in the brain, that that's when you can get dementia and symptoms of Alzheimer's. That's number three. Number four is eating too many dairy products. Even when they're organic dairy products like milk and cheese and ice cream, they cause a lot of mucus in the body, and they cause excess mucus formation. And that mucus is almost the beginning of the inflammatory process. So even though the dairy products will be organic, one of the things that I suggest, and I invite you to do the same things, those listening, is don't drink milk. Of all things, do not drink cow's milk. Now, a little cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, you know, that's a different thing. Ireland, you know, it's called the Emerald Isle. It's meaning the greenest country in the world. And one of the things that we know is that in Ireland, cows, by law, can only eat grass. So their milk and butter and all of the other dairy products are quite different. But I suggest, please, don't drink milk. You can drink coconut milk, I think, is one of the better ones. Then there's flax milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, almond milk. There's all kinds. Rice milk I don't use very much. I think it's still the carbohydrate part is still a little too high. Coconut milk to me is one of the best. They now make coconut yogurt. So yogurt made from coconut milk, and they even make now ice cream made from coconut. Again, because you're by law, cows can only eat grass, the cheese is going to be higher grade. It's going to have more vitamin K2 in it. And then number five is eating too much organic breads and pasta. Even though they're organic, they still have a lot of gluten. And gluten is one of those proteins that really makes your blood sticky. Now, some people have a gluten sensitivity, so you can tell because it'll cause an inflammatory condition in the bowel. Celiac disease is what it's called. But at the same time, some people, you'll notice if you're having loose bowels quite often when you're having organic breads or organic pastas, because gluten, it can clog up your intestinal tract. It could lead to polyps and constipation or inflammation where you're having chronic loose bowels. And so we work as much as possible to stay away from regular breads and grains. Now, when you go to the health food store or even some of the supermarkets now, you can go into the frozen food section. And the frozen food section, they have Essene bread or Ezekiel bread or sprouted grain bread. But the gluten, the same thing. Some of the grains like millet or amaranth or quinoa, those are a little bit more, I think, healthier grains. So we stay away from the wheat, unless it's the sprouted wheat. And again, when you see that Essene bread, it's that real thick kind of bread, Ezekiel bread. And you can get flat breads, gluten-free flat breads. And when you buy corn or corn tortillas, make sure it says GMO-free. Actually, everything you buy, you want to be GMO-free. So that's number five. We'll cover the next five when we get back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back. Oh, I've got some interesting comments. One of them from Barbara is talking about that her thyroid is off. TSH was high. Whenever the TSH is high, that means that the thyroid is too low. They're inversely proportioned. TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And basically, since 1973 is when the TSH was used, and then since then, the medical profession only uses TSH to measure. If you can go to a holistic MD, functional medical MD, they'll usually do a complete thyroid profile. That can give us a little bit more information. But hers, she added the iodine. I suggest everybody taking iodine, really, on the planet. People used to take iodine from iodized salt. So there are some foods. Black radishes, as an example, is one of the higher foods with iodine. Also seaweeds, wakame, kombu, kelp, dulse. So sometimes the iodine is not enough. You may need iron or selenium or vitamin A. All of those nutrients, vitamin B3, they're all needed for the thyroid to work. So that's why we take something like Prime Longevity that has most of all of the B complex in it that helps. It has the you have to have selenium for your thyroid to work, and all of these. The fish oil is usually where you can get your vitamin A, and those will contribute to making your thyroid better. So sometimes, though, we need to add a little help, and you can, from your functional medical doctor, you can get a prescription for Armour Thyroid. There's a couple of companies like Armour, Westroid, and so you can get a concentrated thyroid, and then that's going to have T4, T3, T2, T1, and that's going to help. Now, for those of you that don't want to go to your physician and get a prescription, Health Naturally, we have what's called bovine thyroid from organic thyroid, organic cows from New Zealand, and also from South America. They are organic, and so they take those thyroids when they butcher the cows, and you can get, we call it, it's either called B thyroid or P thyroid. The P thyroid, which is from porcine or pork, is getting more and more difficult to get. That's the closest to human thyroid. So the B thyroid works very well. B thyroid, and it's bovine. And you would start the same way you start, very slow, with the iodine, one drop a day, and only one drop every 4 or 5 or 6 days is added. And depending upon your weight, if you're around 150 pounds or more, you want at least 4 or 5 drops of iodine. And you would start with one pill, one capsule of the B thyroid. And you would monitor your temperature. Temperature in the morning should always be 97.8 or higher. That's usually when it's the lowest. And during the day, 98.4 or higher. When it's lower than that, it usually means either low iodine or you're not absorbing the iodine. And that's where you need these other nutrients. And then, or you need a little help, that's where you need the iodine or the thyroid itself. So you can get the B thyroid. But you would only add that capsule once a week or one every 2 weeks. You let your body get used to it. Unless you have a very high hyperthyroid, then what you would do, instead of starting with one drop of iodine, you would start with 10 drops, because that would suppress the thyroid. It's like when the government gives out iodine pills because there might have been a nuclear reaction. So that's it for her thyroid. Someone had their heart valve replaced, and they couldn't replace the rest, but they died two times on the table. That's pretty radical. But to fix your heart, what you want to do is take an herb called hawthorn berry. That's one of the best tonics. It comes as a liquid or as a extract, tinctures, or capsules. We use Nature's Sunshine herbs. We think they're some of the best in the country. They've never failed an independent laboratory assay since 1972 when they were created. So we like those products. Hawthorn berry. Also, garlic helps the heart and, of course, cholesterol. But cayenne pepper. And the cayenne pepper powder is one of the best things in the world to help rebuild your heart. And you can carry cayenne pepper around with you if you have heart disease, because if you ever think you're having a heart attack, you get a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, put it in a glass of water, and just drink that down. And you'll find that that will stop a heart attack in about 30 seconds. So that's what you can do. Nature Sunshine makes one called HS2, which has got the hawthorn and cayenne and garlic already mixed in it. And you can take those, or you can learn to take cayenne pepper. Those of you that can handle the hot cayenne pepper, you want to learn to, again, drink water properly. I talk about it all the time, a glass of water an hour before each meal, and also 2 hours after each meal, and then a glass of water with the meal, room temperature. And in that, you put one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, or you can use vinegar that comes from coconut water. So they're making a coconut vinegar from the coconut water. And it's very, very good. So either a Bragg's apple cider vinegar or the coconut water vinegar. And then you put in a quarter to a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper with that. And that water you take your vitamins with, and you can drink with during your meal. And then at the end of the meal, you would save one good gulp to get everything down, and then wait, and then 2 hours after the meal, your third glass of water. So that's going to help your digestion. And so it was good. You're taking the garlic pills, and vitamin E also really helps. So you can check on the vitamin E. I use Nature's Sunshine vitamin E with selenium. There's a lot of things that can help. Magnesium orotate also can help the heart. So these are some of the things that you can use. On the selenium, I use the Krebs cycle selenium instead of the selenium methionine bound. I like that better because it works better for any kind of cancer.
There is actually a question.
Okay, what's that one?
My son is on low iodine diet for upcoming treatments.
So if it's a child, you know, 1 to 3 drops, depending upon their weight. Again, 150 pound or more, you can 4 or 5 drops of iodine. Again, done very slowly. You do 1 drop a day, and then after 4, 5, or 6 days, you add another drop. And again, like I said, they may need 1 capsule of B-thyroid. Because it's a capsule, you can open it up and put it in something, put it in a little yogurt or some kind of juice and drink it down, and that's an easier way to get it. Let me see if I can get a couple more of 10 organic mistakes that people make. And again, the name of the top 10 organic mistakes, are you making these? And I covered the first one is the assuming USDA certified organic means it's real good, forgetting about foods from China, don't consume organic canola oil or any kind of canola oil, eating too much dairy products, and number 5 was too much bread. Number 6 is when you go to one of the health food supermarkets like Whole Foods or Sprouts, and one of the mistakes is that everybody assumes that everything that is in those stores that they sell are organic, and that's not true. You have to, again, even Whole Foods and all of the supermarkets, they sell that blood-thickening organic canola oil. So it doesn't mean it's good because it's in a Whole Foods store. And I think you got to be careful buying some of the prepared foods. Like when you go to Whole Foods, they have like all these prepared foods, and a lot of them are prepared with canola oil. So you would want to turn around and where they prepare those foods, ask the chefs, are they using canola oil? And when they say yes, tell them that you'll never buy any foods that they prepare using it, so that they need to start using either coconut oil or avocado oil, depending upon the temperatures that are cooked with. Olive oil you can use up to about 350 degrees, coconut oil up to 450 to 500, and avocado oil goes over 550 degrees. Again, number six, don't think everything is good when you go to a health food store. Number seven, thinking all natural, gluten-free, or free-range means the product is organic or automatically of similar quality to organic foods. These labels can be really complete lies, and these products are still often loaded with processed and genetically modified ingredients. So as an example, when you buy free-range eggs, I don't necessarily care that it says free-range, because that might be that you get 5,000 chickens in cooped up in a large pen, but they're still all real close together and not really just free range, which you and I would consider free range. So what I care about when you buy the eggs is that on top of the carton it says high in omega-3. I don't care if it says organic or free range or cage free. I care that it says high in omega-3. So that's what you want. And again, all natural doesn't really have a FDA definition. Gluten-free must be gluten-free according to the FDA. But free-range or any of these others are really not known. And again, you want to buy foods that say GMO-free. Now, when you buy your free-range beef, often these grass-fed beef are really the last 6 weeks they're taken and put in feedlots and are given corn and soy to fatten them up. So you want to make sure that the beef you use is 100% grass-fed. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Let me go ahead and finish the last three, 8, 9, and 10 of the 10 organic mistakes that people are making. The last one that we covered was number 7, all natural, gluten-free, free-range, and what those really mean. Number 8, there are about 35 or more non-organic substances that are allowed to be included in organic foods. And these are ingredients, and they can be chlorine-based materials, phosphoric acid-based materials. I think it has to do with the corrupt USDA, because they're now forcing, at least from the USDA point of view, that they allow all of these chemicals. They even allow GMO to be labeled as organic. There's sometimes lead salts in the food, or arsenic, like in the brown rice. So you have to be careful. When it says California organic, that's something that you can almost guarantee. Not USDA organic, but California organic is going to be one of those. So that was number 8. Number 9 is assuming that the label that says non-GMO, that the product is organic. And that is not necessarily so. And again, it might be non-GMO, but they do. The government allows a certain percentage of GMO to be in as still being labeled as non-GMO. So non-GMO is what we want, but it's not always a trusted label. It's not synonymous with certified organic. So that's number 9. And number 10 is buying from organic companies that have already sold out to the big foods corporations. You'll find that any of these organic food companies, tea companies, any of the food barbers, cookies, things like that, they've all been bought out by big agricultural companies. So even though you think you're buying from a mama papa store, that company may have already been sold out to big food corporations. When you go to a health food store and you see a company called Nature's Way, that again used to be owned way back before John Christopher died. That was his label, Nature's Way. And then when he died, Murdoch Brothers got it. And one of the things they were supposed to do is pay a royalty fee to John Christopher and his family. And one of the things is if you change a formula 10, 15%, then it becomes something new. So they did that so they wouldn't have to pay the royalties to John Christopher's family. And then the Murdoch brothers sold out Nature's Way. It's owned by a pharmaceutical company from Germany. And so you have to be careful who you're buying from. It's actually getting more and more difficult. For those of you that are computer savvy, you can go online and see what you can find out to know whether that company is good or not. But as an example, they can have canola oil, they can have MSG in products that are labeled organic, and we know those are not good products. So please, you have to be careful on that. So those are the 10 top mistakes. And again, industrial contamination farms in China can be lethal, even in the organic industry. And I want you to understand that the USDA does not inspect organic food for heavy metals, including lead, aluminum, mercury, tungsten, cadmium, arsenic. So high levels of these can be extremely toxic to humans. They can accumulate over time, and they are not tested by the USDA or the FDA. So again, be careful of stuff from China. We're going to take our break, and we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back. Foods that can trigger inflammation and foods that can help you avoid inflammation. One of the foods that are most inflammatory are high sugar foods. These high sugar foods can cause something called advanced glycation end products, or AGE. And that's like, you know, when you cook sugar, it turns brown. Well, that's what's happening. And that's what happens inside the blood, too much sugar product. So second, sugar can increase gut permeability. And you can get what's called leaky gut syndrome, and it can allow bacteria and toxins from the foods right through the gut into the bloodstream. And so something that you want to repair your gut, the things that can repair your gut the best is things like organic sauerkraut, or just fermented sauerkraut. I don't even care if it's organic as long as it's a raw culture organic. And then fermented beets, yogurt if it's a raw culture, all of those can help repair what they call leaky gut syndrome. So the first thing you want to do is cut out all those sugars. Sugars are really increased body fat, and sugars are stored as fats in the body, and it actually can cause your low-density lipoproteins to be small and dense. So the low-density, or the LDL cholesterols, which are usually called the bad ones, there's really two kinds. There's more than that, but there's either a large fluffy molecule or a small dense molecule. And we have a lot of sugars that makes the small dense particles, and that's really bad. We don't like those. They increase inflammatory response in the body. Now, you can measure that with a compound or with a blood test called C-reactive protein. protein, or CRP is what it's called. And you can measure that. That'll tell you how much inflammatory response is going on inside the bloodstream. Anyway, these are things. So the avoiding the sugary foods, which can really allow all of those toxins that either can affect the brain, the kidney, the spleen, the liver. And the spleen cleans out all the dead cells, grinds them up, extracts the good stuff out of it, and sends that to the liver. And that, by the way, is called bilirubin. So you can look at that, and it can tell you whether the liver is working well or there's a high turnover of dead cells. Aside from the sugary foods, is the next one is dairy products. Most dairy products are inflammatory. That's just plain dairy products. Milk, for sure, drinking milk. Again, a small amount of the proper kinds of cheeses or the new yogurt. Instead of from cow's milk, you can get yogurt now from coconut milk. So you have to be careful with dairy products. They can cause and disrupt a lot of stuff that's going on in your gut and in your intestinal tract. Again, it increases the permeability so you can get more leaky gut syndrome. Milk contains certain amino acids, and casein is one of them. And there's 100 times more casein in dairy milk from a cow than in mother's milk. So that amino acid can really trigger a lot of inflammatory responses in children and in adults. So I recommend, I don't care if it's organic milk, grass-fed milk. Now, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, and butter, those are different. They've been processed. But milk is really, pure milk is good for baby cows, really not for human consumption. And since there's so many other ones, now there's a lot of controversy. They're going to tell you, a lot of holistic practitioners will tell you organic milk from grass-fed cows. Now, if you're going to drink milk, then, I mean, obviously that would be the milk to drink. But milk in general, drinking any kind of milk is not really healthy. Problem is, milk causes an enzyme called xanthine oxidase to appear in the bloodstream. And xanthine oxidase can cause severe inflammation on the inside of blood vessels. So whether it's organic milk or not organic milk, you get that xanthine oxidase in the bloodstream. Now, it also depends on the person how sensitive they are. As an example, certain blood types are going to be more susceptible. AB, O type blood doesn't do well with dairy products. So, you know, you have to be careful. It depends how your body reacts to it. So again, I covered sugars, I covered dairy products. The next inflammatory food group is really processed meat. Bologna and salami and sausage and chorizo and all of these really highly processed meats. And like sugar, they really increase the CRP, or the C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker in your bloodstream. And you can actually measure that. People that eat a lot of that, when you measure their blood, that's going to usually be quite high. So it's also arachidonic acid, and that can be an inflammatory response. And so these meats also have that. The next group of foods that are inflammatory are fried foods. A study done recently showed that the diets that had a lot of fried foods are, again, CRP is increased, especially French fries. And actually, French fries are the most consumed vegetable. So when they say, when they measure how many vegetables you eat, there's two things that are included in vegetables. One is ketchup. The other one is French fries. And the other one is, potato chips. So you have to be careful on that. And if you ever get a chance, there's a movie by Mark Sperling, I think, and it was about Supersize Me. I think, what was the name of that movie? Supersize Me. And he did an experiment where he, for 30 days, only ate every meal from McDonald's. Now, he went to the doctor first, had all his blood tests, and he got checked out, and he was really quite healthy. And then every single meal he ate He would eat at McDonald's. Now, one of the things that he had to do is if the guy behind the counter said, do you want to supersize it, that he would have to say yes. So anytime the counter asked that, he would take that and he would say, okay, supersize me. Well, for the first 3 days, he loved it. He was eating his Big Macs and his French fries and whatever else they sell. I don't know anymore. But by each progressive week, he was getting weaker. He ended up gaining 25 pounds in the month. Halfway through, he had a blood test. And then at the end of the 30 days, he had a blood test. And all his liver enzymes, ALT, AST, alkaline phosphatase, all of these bilirubin in his bloodstream, they were all going up, going up, going up. And so that was just showing severe inflammatory response throughout his body. And finally, the doctor said, hey, man, if you don't stop, you're going to end up with liver disease. So if you get a chance, watch that movie. Make sure you see the end of the movie after the credits. Because after the credits, there's about 30 seconds of black dead space. Then all of a sudden they come on and he shows the experiments that he did. And what they did is they went to a local true restaurant and they bought a hamburger and French fries. And then they went to McDonald's and got a hamburger and French fries or a Big Mac and French fries. And they put it under a glass dome. And then what he would do is he would record and film that every single day. And so what would happen is that every day he would look and see how much, when did it start to mold. The hamburger that they got from the true restaurant down the street, within a week under the glass dome, it was starting to be completely moldy, the bun. And by the end of 30 days, it looked like a science project, all gooey and nasty. You certainly wouldn't want to eat it. Well, every time they showed the Big Mac and the French fries, it didn't matter how long. After a month, it still looked like it had just come fresh from the counter. And he kept that for a year. And at the end of the year, the French fries and the hamburger under the glass still looked exactly the same. No mold, no bacteria growth. And so you have to question, if the bacteria won't eat it, you know, how good can that be? Let's see, I covered the processed meats, I covered the fried foods, and then the last thing that is highly inflammatory are omega-6 fatty acids, especially the omega-6 derivative fatty acids. That means once it's been cooked, those essential fatty acids of omega-6 change to what's called derivative, omega-6 fatty acid derivatives. And they're a different type. But omega-6 itself is inflammatory. And omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. That's what you get from things like wild salmon. And the omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. Omega-6 is inflammatory. And you want to have a ratio of anywhere from 1 to 1 or 3 or 4 to 1. 4 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. That's the normal healthy ratio. But the American diet is about 30 to 1 in favor of omega-6 compared to omega-3s. So you really want to cut out, and especially don't cook omega-6s. And that's things like using Wesson oil and Mazola oil and safflower oil. When you cook, again, I talked about using real butter, but not at high temperatures. Then to saute, if you're going to use 350 degrees or under, olive oil is fine. 450 degrees is coconut oil, and anything above 500 degrees is avocado oil. And avocado oil has the highest smoke point, which is 550 degrees, so you can use avocado oil, especially cold-pressed avocado oil. That's why eating avocados every day is a perfectly healthy fat. They rate, and I've mentioned it before on a radio show, they rate Trix or Cocoa Puffs or Captain Crunch is rated higher and healthier than eating an avocado because of the fat content. They only look at fat and cholesterol and sodium. So if it's high fat, high cholesterol, or high sodium, don't eat it. Well, obviously an avocado is high fat. Olives, black or green, is high fat. But eat those every day. And when you buy them in a can, you can get them at the health food store with no chemicals, being careful of omega-6 fatty acids. Now, the foods that are anti-inflammatory, there's really the highest anti-inflammatory are turmeric, the spice turmeric. That's that yellow spice that's in curry. The next ones that are anti-inflammatory are your organic dark leafy greens, kale, spinach, collard greens, carrot tops, beet tops, spinach. And you can go now to almost any supermarket and buy pre-washed, bagged, organic mixed baby greens or spinach. And those are going to be anti-inflammatory. And the next one is nuts, things like walnuts and pecans and almonds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. And as long as they're raw, unroasted, unsalted. And those are the best fats, especially walnuts. And then the last one, similar to dark leafy greens, are your apples. And apples, pectin, is a chemical that's really anti-inflammatory. So those are your best anti-inflammatory foods, and those are your worst inflammatory. That's one of the things that you want to be careful of. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. There was a question that I wanted to answer for somebody that had a friend with a prostate removed, is now dealing with urinary incontinence. That's one of the things that happens when the prostate is removed, because they have to cut that perineal muscle as they go through to get that. Now, what he has to do is rebuild that muscle. And the way you do that, as an example, is if you had to pee and you weren't around somewhere, you had to hold it. So squeezing and holding that is going to rebuild that muscle. Squeezing your anus and that anal muscle, that's going to rebuild that muscle. Also for women, it's like called the Kegel exercises. And you would hold that. There's a little called the ganglion of impar right at the tip of the tailbone, and when you squeeze that and you hold and continue to squeeze, you get some actual hormonal changes. When I was in India and you did that as an exercise, you had to learn to be able to sit, squeeze that muscle on the perineal muscle, but yet the entire rest of the body had to stay very relaxed. And you would actually get a rush. They called it Kundalini rising up your spine. And you could actually feel that heat going up your spine. So that's what he's going to have to do. The other thing is to help to rebuild that muscle, and that's for men or women. Guys, if you're having trouble holding your urine, what you do is when you're urinating, okay, after you've started urinating in about, say, 3 to 5 seconds, all of a sudden squeeze and hold. And you want to be able to build up and hold for 20 seconds. If you can't do that, hold as long as you can, pee a little, and then squeeze again, and then count and build up. But what you want to do is build up to hold 20 seconds, and that'll make that muscle strong again. Ladies, the same thing. When you sit down and you start to urinate, after about 3 or 4 seconds, squeeze and hold that urine until you can count to 20. But for your friend with the prostate issues, that's an important thing to do. Now, even though they don't have their prostate, I would have them take salt palmetto anyway. Salt palmetto has very specific fatty acids for the urinary tract and anti-cancer. It is still an important herb to take. Also, Pygium africanum, stinging nettles, zinc, pumpkin seeds. One of the things, pumpkin seeds is very high in silica and also zinc. So men, eat raw pumpkin seeds. Ladies, eat it also. They're very healthy. It's a very healthy form of omega-6. And so when you mix up a little trail mix, you mix up a seed and a nut. So walnuts and pumpkin seeds, or walnuts and sunflower seeds. As an example, walnuts, cashews, pieces, both of them, with sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and maybe date pieces. Dates are actually quite healthy, even though they're high in sugar. They have anti-cancer qualities. Another dried fruit that's very, very important would be things like prunes. Prunes are rated one of the highest antioxidant fruits. What you do to eat proper prunes, which is very good for your colon, take 3 to 5 prunes, put it in a saucer, cover it in good water, let it soak for 4 or 5 hours, then drink that water and eat those prunes. You'll have great bowel movements. Prunes are one of the healthiest foods you can eat. How do you fix cracked teeth was another question. That's where I would just use this doTERRA toothpaste, because it's very, very low in glycerin, almost negligible amounts. And there's different types of glycerin. Some glycerin prevents the remineralization of the teeth, and other types of glycerin do not. So doTERRA is very specific, and they use a compound in the toothpaste called calcium hydroxyapatite, and they've done testing with that toothpaste, and it'll actually help to remineralize your teeth. So one of the things you do is you brush your teeth with that toothpaste, and then after you rinse your mouth, I use something like wintergreen oil because I love the flavor. But you put about 3 drops, 4 drops, you know, on your toothbrush, and then re-brush your teeth again with the wintergreen oil. Now, the first 2, 3, 4 times you do that, it's going to kind of burn a little, but it burns good. And after you've done it 3, 4, 5 times, it doesn't burn anymore, and it's really quite nice. So that keeps your mouth sterile. And if you do that with the wintergreen and you carry a little around with you, you know, and maybe 3, 4 times a day, you put 3 drops and with your tongue move it around, and it'll keep that bacteria under control, and you will remineralize your teeth, especially if you use the proper toothpaste like the doTERRA calcium hydroxyapatite toothpaste. And that does remineralize the teeth. You know, in mentioning Nature Sunshine and doTERRA, that are both multi-level companies, meaning they're home-based businesses, by law, all of those products that you buy, there's two ways of displaying them. One is to keep those products in your cabinet so nobody sees them. The other way is to keep your herbs, vitamins, or your essential oils somewhere on the counter where they're visible to anybody that comes to your house. That, by law, makes them a demo product for your home-based business, and it's been proven, taken all the way to the Supreme Court back in the 70s. That was Amway Corporation that took it to the Supreme Court, because they said our distributors have to show LOC or their soap on their washing machine. If somebody came in and saw Tide, they would lose credibility. So the IRS now says that any of those products that you buy for your own consumption or to use as a demo, so someone coming over to your house asks you, hey, what are those? And you say, oh, those are my home-based business and the products that I carry. Are you interested? Your friend is either going to say, no, I don't want multi-level at all, or they're going to go, yeah, I'm interested. Either way, that's an attempt, and you're allowed to actually take that as a tax deduction. You have to talk to your CPA and make sure they understand home-based businesses, because there's a lot of deductions for those of you doing the long form. And if you're doing a short form, there's all kinds of deductions that you can take and change to the long form by carrying these products. You can deduct so much a mile on your car, because when you drive from home to your work, wherever you work, that's driving from one place of business to another place of business, part of your phone, even part of your dog, because it's your watchdog. It's all deductible. Just check with your CPA, and that'll help you. But that's a caveat that a lot of people don't know. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
For every kind of gum disease and gingivitis, the essential oil will actually remove the plaque from the teeth. If you do what I say, get the vitamin C time release full spectrum, even any vitamin C is better than none, or the bioflavonoid complex in a liquid. Again, that's good, but I like the time release pills. And then the other thing would be silica. Silica from bamboo or silica from diatomaceous earth. Now, diatomaceous earth is the powder that helps to get rid of any kind of parasite in the intestine. It'll also reverse polyps and diverticuli. So you get about 2% absorption of the silica. So silica, vitamin C, and CQ10, about 120 milligrams a day of CQ10. Now, as an adult, get Prime Longevity, which has the CQ10, the resveratrol, lipoic acid. It has pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract. It has calcium fructoborate, which is a form of boron that reverses osteoporosis. It has chromium, vanadium, and vitamin D, and all the B complex. It's really a primo formula.
For getting rid of the plaque.
That's the wintergreen oil. The wintergreen oil will do that. Any essential oil will dissolve that plaque away.
Okay, that's what I was saying. You use wintergreen, but you can use any essential oil to
get
rid of the plaque.
Right. Any essential oil is going to be good. Some burn more than others, like peppermint oil is really strong. That can burn a little. Again, there's a thing called oil pulling done with coconut oil, where you put a good tablespoon of coconut oil in your mouth, and I would put 3 drops of wintergreen oil with that, and then you close your mouth, keeping your head tilted forward, not straight or tilted back, because you do not want to swallow it, and then you swish that oil through your gums, and that will also stop the bleeding. So between the calcium hydroxyapatite toothpaste or the coral toothpaste with the wintergreen essential oil or any essential oil, and the oil pulling if she wants to do that. And you don't have to do it for 20 minutes like it talks about. I did that in India. Could, you know, 10 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes if you do it real well will change that oil. Now, do not swallow that. You spit that oil out, but don't spit it in the sink or toilet because it clogs up the pipes. Spit it into the a paper towel and put it in the trash can. Clove oil is also very good. It's also a great mouth cleaner. It kind of numbs your mouth a little bit. And good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Calvin.
Hi, Calvin. How can we help you this morning?
What would cause a white line underneath the nail on my great toe going from the cuticle all the way up?
Okay. Usually, it means there was some kind of injury. When you get those white lines, now there's dark lines, dark also can be blood, but the lines that go up and down from the cuticle to the head can also mean an injury, or it means, again, there can be a number. In Oriental medicine, it might mean that you had a high fever at one point recently, and that can cause these vertical lines. Again, an injury. Sometimes it can be a mineral deficiency. Again, if it's only on the one toe, I probably wouldn't worry about it, especially if you're taking vitamins and minerals and you're taking the good things. And the dark red line is usually a little worse. So one of the things that I would do that makes it real easy to make sure that you're absorbing your minerals is you use a compound called diatomaceous earth. And you can mix that with a little, I use a pomegranate pomegranate juice, and I put a tablespoon of coconut oil in it. I use just a tablespoon of the diatomaceous earth, and I add the tablespoon of yogurt, because you know how when you put a powder in juice or water and you stir it around, a lot of it will sink back to the bottom, and then you got to add more juice again. So if you, when you put that tablespoon of yogurt in there, what'll happen is that it'll bind the powder so it won't sink to the bottom. And then that'll give you about 2% silica. And silica is very specific for connective tissue. Your fingernails, your hair, your toenails, ligaments, tendons, and all the connective tissue in your body. Not calcium, but actually silica. And so that will really repair most of fingernails or toenails. The medical journal confirms that HPV vaccines cause more harm than good. And the science author is facing death threats from other people. So in medicine, sometimes preventive measures and treatments have the opposite effect. And when it comes to antidepressants, making people suicidal, or chemotherapy that actually spreads cancer, it's shocking how bad some of these supposed solutions to health problems really are. Now a new one has emerged, and that's in the form of the HPV vaccine. We've long known that that vaccine does not work well. It supposedly stops a woman from getting cervical cancer or human papillomavirus. And anyway, the author used a pseudonym to protect from retaliation when they printed it in the Journal of Medical Ethics. And the article was published there. They did a study on women from 20 to 49 years old, and which they tested the HPV vaccine. And not only did the study link the higher HPV vaccination rates with a rise in cervical cancer, but it also highlighted how the FDA analysis of the Gardasil vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine, showed a greater risk of pre-malignant cell changes in the vaginal tract. So editors of the Journal of Medical Ethics did confirm that the research, they don't print research unless they check it out really well. So anyway, the story doesn't end there, because he's now, there's been so much flack to the article that the editors finally gave in and retracted the article, because the vaccine companies are so strong. So, but anyway, please, ladies, do not get the HPV vaccine. I think it's very dangerous. It can cause paralysis, premature menopause. It can cause myasthenia gravis. And there's been a lot of 200 deaths, 57,000 adverse recorded reactions from the vaccine adverse events recording system. Anyway, that it is a it has aluminum as a neurotoxin. It has polysorbate 80 that's linked to multiple sclerosis, anaphylactic reactions, and so please do not do the HPV vaccine. So I want to thank you all for joining us. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.